Hello and welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter, and we hope you're sharing today.
Hello everyone, I'm Marie. Sharing is caring. Today's topic is small talk.
And the title of our lesson is Let's Share. Let's Share. Okay, Marie, what happened on yesterday's show?
Well, yesterday we learned that Ben likes reading newspapers. Inside a newspaper are different sections, like news story and advertisements.
That's right. Now, Marie has some information for us right now. Here she is to help us out with today's Read It.
Susie bought apples at the market. She can't use them all before they spoil. She will divide them with Linda and Alex. Rob likes Alex's socks. He got them at the new sock store. It's 3/8 of a mile up 3rd Street. Linda tried to answer her email, but she only finished a fraction of them because people interrupted her.
So, Marie, what do you do if you buy too much fruit and you can't eat it all?
Well, some fruits go bad very quickly, and I would not want to throw it away, so I will give it to my neighbors or people at work.
That's a good idea. You know, we don't want to waste food, right?
That's right. Why throw it out when you can share with others?
Exactly. And right now, Jack has something to share with all of us. Our keywords for today. Here he is.
Hi, Susie 买了一大箱的苹果，她决定跟 Linda 还有 Alex 分苹果。She will divide them with Linda and Alex. 动词 divide 就是分享、分摊的意思。Alex 到新开的袜子店买了袜子，袜子是 sock。Alex got socks at the new sock store. 新的袜子店在哪里呢？大约是沿着 3rd Street 走1/3 mile的地方。It's about 3/8 of a mile up 3rd Street. 序数 8th 表示第八，它也是八分之一的意思。所以呢，八分之三就是 3/8. Linda 有很多 email 要回，可是他只回了一小部分。She only finished a fraction of them. 名词 fraction 是一小部分、一点点的意思。为什么只做一点呢？因为在办公室里总是有人来打断他做事。动词 interrupt 就是打扰、打断的意思。
Whose are these?
They are mine. Do you want some?
Sure. Where did you get them?
I went to the market yesterday.
They must be good apples.
They are, but I can't use them all before they spoil. Linda wants some. If you want some too, we can divide the box 3 ways.
Sure. I'd like some. Thanks, Susie.
Alex and Susie are in the Jungle Cafe. Alex wants to know about the apples. Marie, whose apples are they?
They are mine.
What? They are not your apples, Marie.
They are mine. That's the sentence Susie said, and Rebecca will teach us more about it. Hello, Rebecca. Hey, friends. I am so glad that you could join me today.If you want to say that something belongs to someone, you can use this grammar point. For example, the books are mine, or the backpack is his. Now it's up to you to use it.
Thank you very much, Rebecca. Well, these shoes I am wearing, they are mine. And this shirt I am wearing, it is mine.
That's right. Those shoes are his, and that shirt is his. Friends, try using today's grammar point with a friend.
Susie bought some apples at the market yesterday. She asked Alex, "Do you want some?"
Do you want some? What a great question to ask.
Yes, it is, because that's today's calendar phrase.
Do you want some?
Do you want some?
你想要吃一些吗？
I love donuts.
Do you want some?
Sure. I love potato chips too.
Do you want some?
Sure. And I love cookies.
Do you want some?
Sure.
Well then, go buy some.
Do you want some?
Do you want some?
你想要吃一些吗？
That was a very fun calendar phrase. Now, if you want to share something with a friend, like some food, you can say, do you want some?
Yeah, and we can use this with different foods. Do you want some juice? Do you want some bread?
That's right. Well, the apples Susie bought are really good, but she can't use them all before they spoil. And Linda wants some too. So she will divide the box in three ways.
Oh, divide. This means to separate something into two or more parts.
That's right. At a birthday party, there is a birthday cake and lots of people. You have to divide the cake so everybody can get a piece.
And you always slice the cake right after singing the birthday song. Everyone is ready for a slice.
Yeah, that's my favorite part of a birthday party. Okay, friends, well, right now we need to go to Conversation B. Here we go.
Hi, Alex. Those are great socks.
Thanks. I got them at the new sock store.
A new sock store? Where is that?
It's about 3/8 of a mile up 3rd Street. It's across from the bank.
I'll have to go there.
You should. Everything is on sale this week. If you buy one pair of socks, you get one free.
That's a good deal.
Alex bought his socks at a new sock store. It's about 3/8 of a mile up 3rd Street.
Well, let's talk more about this word, eighths. Sometimes a pizza is cut into slices, and it's usually in 8 parts. So each part, or each slice, is an eighth.
That's right. And if there are 8 people, and each person gets one slice, they get 1/8 of the pizza pie.
So, in our conversation, we learn that the new sock store is across from the bank. Let's go to Jack to learn more about this.
新的袜子店就在银行的对面。It's across from the bank. 片语 across from something 就表示在某样东西的对面。你可以说 Your office is across from mine.你的办公室在我的对面，或者 His house is across from the park. 他家在公园的对面。From 的后面可以接人，比如说 He sits across from me. 就表示他坐在我对面。这些都是 across from 的用法。
Thank you very much, Jack.Friends, do you have neighbors where you live? If you do, you can say, she lives across the street from me, or across from my house is the park.
Now, everything at the new sock store is on sale this week. Alex says, if you buy one pair of socks, you get one free.
Free socks? Who doesn't love free socks? Who doesn't love free anything?
Well, when something is free, You don't have to pay for it. I love things that are free, and I'm sure you do too, right?
Well, I want to get my free pair of socks.
Well, this word pair is very interesting. When you have two of something that is the same, we and are usually used together, it means they are a pair.
That's right. You can say, I am wearing a pair of shoes, or I have a pair of red earrings in my jewelry box.
Yeah. Well, friends, can you think of a way to use pair? Maybe look around your house and find a pair of something.
Yeah, and right now I'm wearing a pair of earrings. Okay, friends, right now it's time for us to take a break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Friends, welcome back from the break. Today we've been talking about parts of things, dividing things up. It's never quite the whole part. Well, now our friends are really busy and they have a lot of work to do, but they can't get it all done. They can only do a little bit.
Oh, I don't like that feeling. I don't like when I don't finish my work. I like to finish all my work, the whole thing. Okay, friends, right now it's time for us to go to Conversation C. Here we go.
Hi, Linda. You're a little late.
I'm sorry, Rob. I needed to answer some emails, but I only finished a fraction of them.
Too bad. Why was that?
Because people interrupted me.
That happens a lot around here. Well, you can finish them later.
I know. I can finish them in about half an hour.
If you're not interrupted.
Linda was a little late, but she did tell Rob she was sorry.
Yeah, well, she was late because she had to answer some emails, but she only finished a fraction of them. Peter, what does the word fraction mean?
It means a part of something. You can say a fraction of dogs gets sold from the store, or a fraction of fruit went bad.
Right. So Linda did not finish answering all her emails. She only finished a fraction of them because people interrupted her.
Yeah, and when I think of the word fraction, I think it's just a very, very small part. Well, it's no fun when everyone interrupts you. Let's practice saying this word together. Interrupted. Interrupted.
Well, if someone interrupts you, they talk or ask questions while you are doing something. Peter, you never interrupt me.
Oh, I never do that. Of course I don't.
What? Okay, Peter, you just interrupted
me. No, I didn't right now. Come on.
Peter, please stop interrupting me.
Okay. I'm sorry, Marie. I just thought that was a good way to teach the word interrupted.
Okay, friends. Well, let's get back to our lesson. Linda says she can finish answering her emails in about a half an hour. Here's Jack to tell us more about this.
Linda工作没做完,她觉得应该在半小时就可以做完了。她说, I can finish them in about half an hour. 我们来看一下 half an hour 这个片语。首先 half 是一半的意思。它在这里呢是限定词，而且是属于前置限定词，要放在不定冠词 a 和要限定的名词前面，所以就变成 half an hour 半小时。以此类推的话，你就知道 half a mile 就是半英里。 如果我说 half her money， 你就知道是她一半的钱。 She gave half her money to the poor people， 她把一半的钱送给穷人。 如果我请你把半盒的面条放进锅子里， 半盒是 half a box， 半盒的面条是 half a box of noodles， 所以 please put half of box of noodles into the pot.
Thank you, Jack. So a half an hour is 30 minutes. Marie, what are some things you can do in half an hour?
Oh, I can cook dinner in a half an hour. And I can clean my room in a half an hour, too.
Well, before I go to work, I need to get ready. It takes me about half an hour to get ready.
Wow, well, it takes me a lot longer than that to get ready. So Linda can finish her emails in about a half an hour, if she is not interrupted.
Well, I hope no one interrupts her anymore. She's got work to do. And we do, too. Friends, let's review the keywords from today.
Here's our first keyword of the day. Divide. Divide. You can divide it into three pieces.
Sock. Sock. Steve wore purple socks and green shoes.
Ace. Ace. Eight people can each have one eighth.
Fraction. Fraction. What fraction of the girls danced?
Interrupt. Interrupt. I'm talking. Please don't interrupt. Friends, those are our keywords for today. Make sure to practice. Right now, let's review our conversations one more time.
Whose are these?
They are mine. Do you want some?
Sure. Where did you get them?
I went to the market yesterday.
They must be good apples.
They are. But I can't use them all before they spoil. Linda wants some. If you want some too, we can divide the box three ways.
Sure, I'd like some. Thanks, Susie.
Hi, Alex. Those are great socks.
Thanks. I got them at the new sock store.
A new sock store? Where is that?
It's about 3/8 of a mile up 3rd Street. It's across from the bank.
I'll have to go there.
You should. Everything is on sale this week. If you buy one pair of socks, you get one free.
That's a good deal.
Yeah.
Hi, Linda. You're a little late.
I'm sorry, Rob. I needed to answer some emails, but I only finished a fraction of them.
Too bad. Why was that?
Because people interrupted me.
That happens a lot around here. Well, you can finish them later.
I know. I can finish them in about half an hour.
If you're not interrupted.
Surprise, Ginger! Look what I have!
Yay! Bananas! I can eat the whole bag!
No, you can't. We're going to divide them.
Okay, you take one, and I'll take the rest.
Oh, no. No, no, no. I have 10 bananas. You get 5, and I get 5.
Hey, that's not fair! I want half!
Ginger, 5 is half.
Oh, well, I have a better way to divide them.
Oh, really? What's that?
I'll take the insides, and you take the outsides.
No way. I don't eat the peels.
Yeah, but you should.
Hello, everyone. I'm Jack, and this is Jack's File.
I was just adding up some bills. Every time I look at a bill, do you know what I see? I see lots of numbers. It's not always easy to know how to read numbers in English. Are you good at reading numbers in English? I had to practice a lot before I could do it well.
Numbers are important. They are part of our daily lives. Are you good with numbers? It's not always easy to know how to read a number in English. But you can do it with practice. For example, maybe you see the number 10.25. How do you read this? Well, as a regular number, we would read it as 10.25. But if we put a dollar sign in front of it, this number becomes a prize. As a prize, you would read it as $10.25. Or some people might just say 10.25. Let's look at another example. Can you read the number 124.87? That's right. It is 124.87. If we add a dollar sign, how would you read it? Yes, $124.87, or 124.87. Numbers can be tricky, but just practice, and you can do it.
Well, I finished paying my bills. I spent a lot of money this month, but the good thing is, I got to practice reading my numbers in English. All of you should practice your numbers too. This will help you improve your English a lot. Alright friends, I'll see you next time.
Friends, thanks for joining us today. Well, on today's show, a lot of things happened. Susie got a bunch of apples and shared some with Alex.
That's right. And Alex found a new sock store in town. He says if you buy one, you can get the second pair free.
Yeah, and now Rob wants new socks too. And poor Linda, she just keeps getting interrupted, and all she does is want to answer some emails.
I know. Well, I hope she can finish those emails very soon. All right, friends, we had a lot of fun today, and I hope you did too. We'll see you next time right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.